Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, Business Coach, burnout amongst the staff, that's a big issue.
Well, with over a year of dealing with the pandemic, many people are stressed, feeling isolated, and completely burned out in their lives, not just as they do at work. So leaders need to recognize this impact on their employees and find ways to help the situation. In fact, leaders can reduce staff burnout with these three ideas.
What's number one?
Be alert.
Yeah.
Really, rarely do people explode without warning signs. If you pay attention, you can see that the pressure is building. When you see increased cynicism, a decrease in efficiency, or a withdrawal from coworkers, get involved. Yeah. Don't just let it go. Get involved. Be aware. Helping the employees address work issues or insisting they take a break for a day or two can prevent the complete burnout from happening.
All right. What's idea number two?
Make sure they don't feel alone. When an employee feels isolated, their problems will seem bigger than they really are. Some business owners can relate to that, I'm sure, on their own. Be there for them to talk through issues and encourage them. This is a time to truly be a leader of people, not just a manager of employees.
Third idea.
Man, don't add pressure to the situation. When the staff is tremendously stressed, the last thing a leader should do is add pressure to that situation. Focus on growth, not on being perfect right now. Allow employees to make decisions that they have been trained to make instead of hovering over their every move. Burnout is truly a big issue in our society today, not just in our businesses, in our society as a whole. Be a stress reliever instead of being a stress causer.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.